Hi. You know, I suppose it's pretty easy to get people to come out if you're going to offer them Willie P. Bennett and Fred Eagle Smith. So, you know, I could say thanks for coming for me for the guitar, but no, this is a pretty incredible show, a bit of a dream show. But I did want to thank also Mike Barker and Sonia Barker for being so hospitable, for such an amazing day at Kenner Collegiate, and for everything here today. So let's hear from Mike and Sonia. Thank you so much. Now, you've probably heard all about this guitar already, but if you haven't, there's this brochure that there's still some of out by the front there that tells you all 64 pieces that are in it. There are some superstar pieces that we always like to point out, like on the ninth fret there, that little piece of gold from Maurice Richard's 1955-56 Stanley Cup ring, and this piece of Paul Henderson's hockey stick from the 72 Canada-Russia series right here, and Louis Riel's schoolhouse that forms the back and sides, that spalted oak from the Convent of the Grey Nuns, now the St. Boniface Museum, a couple strips from the Blue Nose 2, seat from Massey Hall. The whole fretboard is from J.R.'s Bar in Charlottetown, where Stompin' Tom and Ann Murray got started, and which has sadly been since plowed under by the city of Charlottetown. And I think that's one of the points of this guitar, is to make sure that some stories keep getting told, and some we are already touchstones for us, and I think, you know, Maurice Richard and Paul Henderson are fairly well established, as is Pierre Trudeau's canoe paddle, which is right there. Those are things that people will not stop talking about, but we want to make sure that other stories do keep circulating. And on this Earth Day, I think it's appropriate to mention a couple of things about this guitar. One is that the idea for this guitar came in 1995, on the eve of the Quebec referendum, and I had the good fortune of meeting George Rosani, who was a luthier who had a little DIY booth at the Harvest Fair in Toronto that I was working at. And he, you know, I said, gee, is that Brazilian rosewood or something like that for the fretboard? And he said, you know what, I don't really go for the exotic materials. It's not good for the environment. It's not good for the local economies. And I prefer to use Canadian wood because it's the best in the world and we don't treat it that way. We chop it down, we put it on the back of trucks, we send it to the States and we buy it back as toilet paper. So for one thing, I want to commend George for taking that attitude towards Canadian wood and allowing us through this project to foster that attitude of value-added and responsible use of our resources. The other environmental story that's really, really important in here is the top of the guitar. Back in June or so of 2004, we did a little piece on the radio with Justin Trudeau and the head of the Blue Nose Preservation Trust. And David Suzuki happened to hear it, and I happened to bump into David Suzuki just a few days later. And we've been corresponding a little bit about the project. And he says, you know what? I heard your piece on the radio and I had an idea. Have you heard of the golden spruce? Has anyone here heard of the golden spruce? Yeah. It's a remarkable story. And if you get a chance, there's a terrific book by John Valiant called The Golden Spruce, a true Tale of Myth, Madness, and Greed. It's about a 300-year-old, 120-foot tall, fully albino Sitka spruce tree in the Queen Charlotte Islands, Haida Gwaii. Off the coast of BC, and it was sacred to the Haida. And in 1997, a madman who was trying to make a point about the hypocrisy of Macmillan Bloedel preserving that tree but cutting millions of acres around it, as a way of making a statement about that hypocrisy, he snuck in the middle of the night and he cut it down. And the Haida said they were never going to touch that tree. They said they were going to let it return to the earth. But David Suzuki hooked us up with Gu Zhao, president of the Council of Haida Nations, and he agreed that this would be a great way to tell that story over and over and over again. And so I want you to know about the golden spruce, and I want you to know that as a cultural story, as an environmental story, and now as a musical story as well. The other thing that I just briefly want to tell you about is why this is a fundraiser. and we're grateful that it is. This project has got lots of legs, we think. It's being well embraced by musicians and communities, and that's terrific. But it's been a real struggle to get it done, because although it took really only about 6 weeks for George to build it, and really only about 5 months to gather all the pieces, it took about 10 years to convince anyone that it was possible. And primarily that was people in government. It was people at the Department of Canadian Heritage who kept pushing me around to different departments. Well, it's not really a music project. It's not really a sculptural project. It's not really this. It's not really that. Talk to the other guy. And in the end, I went straight to Minister Frule in the last government and said, I can't take it anymore. I've spent all my money coming up to Ottawa to talk to different people. I've been through a dozen now, and no one will give me a straight answer. And she said, you're right, we're going to give you some money towards this project. And on the strength of that pledge, I gave the go to George to start building. I gave the go to our camera people to start shooting. I gave the go to the researchers to start figuring out which pieces we were going to get. And I gave the go to the credit card people to put it on my credit card. And then the election was called. And I was told, don't worry, the money's guaranteed. And then they began to equivocate. And then they said, well, we can't really release the money until the new minister is installed and has a chance to approve it. And when Bev Oda was installed, she denied it. And she sent us packing. Yeah. And, you know, that's, thank you for hissing. But that's also a story about what's happening to culture in Canada right now in a really, really big and tragic way. So if you've had your picture taken, or if you haven't and you'd like to go on our website and have a look at what's in the guitar, pretty soon we're going to ask people to send a letter to Bev Oda about Canadian culture and supporting Canadian culture, and in particular about getting us out from behind the eight ball on this project and doing right and fulfilling the promise that was made by the previous government. So I'll appreciate your help in that. there's one other thing I have to show you. People have been coming up to me for a long time now, for a year now, and saying, I have a great idea for a piece you can add to your guitar. And I say, no, the guitar is finished. It's a work of art, it's done. However, the case is a bit of a tabula rasa. It's built by Carlton of Calgary, and I secured a couple of pieces of material in the last little while, and took them out to Calgary, gave them to Al and Trudy, and they sewed them into the lid of the case just a few weeks ago, and I just want to make sure you all get to see them. On the bottom there, those are cut from a pair of Don Cherry's pants. And this here is one of Pierre Burton's bow ties.
Hold it up.